You are here on the other extra tonal note / the extra other tonal note. I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to just
go. You nailed it. You nailed it, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the first time you weren't like, wait.
In my own mind, I was totally practicing. You guys don't know that until I said it.
Yeah. But you're a professional, so it's expected that you practice in your own mind.
We are professionals now that we have a conjoined show.
We are professionals?
It's crazy. I know.
That's almost disturbing because I think if my kids thought of me as professional, I'd probably not be me.
I mean, like, that's kind of how I felt when I turned 30, because I was like, oh my God, I'm supposed to be an adult now.
Oh, trust me, I'm still not an adult and I'm 45. So you don't have to worry about that anymore.
I mean, like, growing up, I guess, is a forever process, which is, you know.
Oh, dude, some guy came into the store today. He was like, got to be in his 60s. And he was just like, buying stuff to downsize his music rig because he plays video games too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I've been playing games since the Intellivision. I was like, you too?
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess this guy is too old for people to say that gives him the ick. Because apparently there's a lot of women running around being like, guys who play video games give me the ick.
I mean, I can understand because I've played a lot of online games, and okay, most online gamers give me the ick.
Sure, sure. But I respect that.
But if you happen to have a person in your life who likes to play video games and is not gross about it when they're online, like not swearing, not being misogynist, not being racist, because that's a minority of people who are like cool online. If you got one of those, you have won the lottery.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because if they can respect people they'll never meet in real life, in a place where they don't even see their faces, they will respect you more.
That's actually a really good way of putting it. I once heard someone say that if you're not willing to apologize to a child, that means you're not a good person. And I was like, you know what? That is a very good way of thinking about it.
Oh, and I feel real good about myself right now because I apologize to my kids all the time.
Hey, that's why you're a good person. And so...
I try.
All right, you just heard San Francisco Is My Copenhagen by Noam Lemesh. Before that, you had Dave Mossing with Day Trip. And then to start off the trio, we had Hugo Bluin with Les Sauces. And we were talking about how that was a very French song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it started with French singing, so yeah, of course. Exactly. But also the vibes. I'll let you continue. Sorry.
No, that's totally cool. Because that last song, San Francisco Is My Copenhagen, is going to now be my jumping off to us talking about Giant Steps by John Coltrane.
What? That's too classic. What are you doing?
I actually very rarely play the classics on my show. So, yeah. Like the last, I guess, like for the Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins conjoined, you know, death and birthday, I was like, okay, I'm going to break the rule. But here's another one. And we were talking about the fact that for this song, amongst John Coltrane's other work, he invented what became known as the Coltrane Changes, or the Coltrane Turns, which is about harmonic progression across the circle of fifths, where instead of going from the first to the second, you go to the first, from the first to the third. And you were talking about how that was a giant step.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No. Yeah, because, Matt's describing it. I'm like, oh, so instead of jumping to the next point in the circle of fifths, he's jumping two of them. So he's taking giant steps around the circle of fifths wheel.
And I literally was like, I never realized that that's what that was until you explained that.
Well, no, I just got on it. That's all. The wisdom of my years allows me to see connections that are not inherently apparent.
There's always the joke about how, like, you know, two minds are better than one and all that. So anyways,
I'd never heard of the Coltrane Changes before you told me about it, so there you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
this is what we do in CJSF. We like just conjoin our feeble minds and we have one stronger mind together,
the gestalt.
hey
nice.
And so with that, I'm gonna make sure I turn on computer one, and then we are going to play Giant Steps by John Coltrane.
By Gon Joltrane. Because he's gone out the building.
On CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, the extra other tonal note / the other extra tonal note, whatever that.
Nobody's voting, so we get to say it all the time.
Exactly. Thank you. right. We just heard Giant Steps by John Coltrane, and we were talking about how clean and beautiful the mix was, alongside how Tommy Flanagan on the piano was fighting for his dear life. I have a, like, no disrespect to Tommy Flanagan, because as we were saying, like, this was like John Coltrane basically brought the Coltrane changes to the world on this and a couple other songs. And from like the story I've heard, essentially like Flanagan and everyone else showed up and just Coltrane handed them the charts and was like, so I've been working on this. And everyone else is like, what?
I mean, I got to say, that bassist was tearing that up.
Yes.
And it's crazy because like he was doing like a rhythm changes approach to that.
Mm.
And as I'm listening to him, like I would expect him to tear up rhythm changes exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not rhythm changes. And it was just like, wow, that guy nailed it. But the pianist, oh my God. It was so great.
His poor life.
He's like, but I mean, it sounded good.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like I only know, you probably only know that because like you've listened to so much.
Hmm.
And I only know that as a performer because I could feel it in his fingers.
Yeah, like, you can feel the hesitation and the confusion.
He'd pull off on the, like, no. Oh. It's like touching hot coals with your fingertips. You're just shoot. Ah.
But it's also, because that joke that you and I have both said, it was like jazz is the one genre where it's like a bunch of people playing the wrong notes and everyone pretending it's okay. And
like, I mean, like Miles Davis, it's the next note that determines if that was the wrong note.
The other note.
The extra-tonal other note. Hey. Oh, the other extra-tonal note. The other extra-other tonal note? I don't know. We'll figure it out one day.
Yeah,
maybe we'll just like, we'll make it an acronym. We'll just be like EOTN or,
That's not...
OETN? EOTN? OETN flows better.
OETN?
Start with the O. OETN. Okay.
Other extra tonal note. All right. Yeah.
EOTN, although that works too, because you got the E and the T separated. I don't know. Are we playing jazz with this? We're jazzing this.
Well, I mean, while we talk about this, I'm going to play the last two songs of the other note half of the extra other tonal note, other extra tonal note combination. So we're going to have Illusionary Dreams by Seamus Blake, and then we will follow that up. I mean, actually, that's going to take us into your time. So
okay, maybe we just got the one song.
Yeah. In theory, we will also play I Want a New Drug by Corey Weeds with Chris Hazleton. But if not, I will just bring it in next week and, you know.
All right.
Fine.
Because I got a lot of music to play tonight.
You do have a lot of music.
I don't know if you can take like 20 minutes out of my set, man.
No. I mean, in theory.
What's the runtime on those two?
Well, the first song is 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
Okay, that's all you get.
Yeah. And then the other one is 4 minutes and 44. So
actually, you could play the second song in its entirety.
Oh, really?
We got enough time for that.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here first. There's a lot of sharing of time happening on the other extra tonal note because CJSF allows us to do these great things.
Whatever we want, except for swearing.
True.
Copiously.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play this song.
Gosh dang, man.